Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines a non-negotiable as something especially not open to discussion or reconsideration. In life, in business, in your career pursuits and otherwise, do you know your non-negotiables?
Are you concerned about your future, the state of the world, and how to best navigate the options or lack thereof that life's throwing your way? Well, welcome to Victory in Mind, the podcast that focuses on practical strategies and solutions in living out our creative potential. Together, our tribe will motivate, activate, educate, engage, challenge, and inspire us all towards our creative potential. You have a future. You have a hope. So don't give up.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Victory in Mind podcast, your guide to living each day with purpose. I'm your host, Rosheke Womba. This question, do you know your non-negotiables, popped up in my mind recently, and it fascinates me because it asks you and I more than just a perfunctory, ordinary, everyday question. My objective today is to share some points that hopefully will help you and I drill down on what we might already construe to be our non-negotiables. Or, for those of us who have never stopped to pause about this issue for ourselves, or not even sure where to start that discussion, let this be an opportunity, an exercise in our starting the journey to help define, determine, and refine our non-negotiables. So, what kind of questions might we ask ourselves to start figuring out what are these non-negotiables each one of us has? The starting point. Do you know your non-negotiables? This question asks you and I to delve deeper, further introspection. That is, can we ask ourselves honestly, do you know who you are, what you believe, what you hold true to be able to determine what your non-negotiables in all areas of your life will be? This is not something that one sits down over a cup of tea or coffee and determines a final answer to this question as a by-the-way statement, or figures out the final solutions in seconds. Hardly. Of a truth, if you ask yourself the same question over various periods of your life, I dare say you will find that these non-negotiables might change, get refined, defined, and solidified, whether through various life circumstances or simply with the passage of time. Another question to ask beyond the "Do you know who you are?" is, what do you value? Are you someone who values the glitz, glamour, power, etc. of being an influencer or politician? Or do you value being a power broker behind the scenes like a producer, administrator? Or are you front and center as a homemaker, janitor, lawyer, doctor, or a factory worker or a myriad of other professions out there? The more you ask, what do I value? Or what do I want out of life? And what will I do or not do to achieve these stated goals? The more you define your non-negotiables a bit more distinctly. As you do this, you may find the road towards achieving your goals filled with obstacles that will challenge your non-negotiables to where you might hold firm to your original stance, let go, or sacrifice on those non-negotiables once ascribed to in order to attain your objectives. You find yourself maybe saying an easy yes or a difficult no based on so many things like instinct, a clearly defined belief system, or moral sense of conduct. But what underpins your morality? What causes you to have a line you will not cross and you cross it or don't? Or what causes you not to have a line that you will not cross? In other words, your non-negotiables are defined by doing anything and everything to get to where you want to go. As such, the more we understand the compass of where who we are resides, the more we can understand our non-negotiables. So, let me ask you, what makes your heart happy? Now notice, I'm not suggesting the superficial smile or automatic response, but that which peels through the layer of physicality to reach the most treasured and hidden alcove that is at the center of most of our actions as humans. It would serve us well to become more acquainted with this organ,
that we point to when we are in love, when something satisfies us beyond the superficial, when something causes us deeper than deep pain, and so many of those deep-seated human emotions we experience at some point in our lives. By knowing the point at which our decision-making collides with our emotions and our belief system, we can start to understand where our non-negotiables lie. Yes, you can make work or family-based decisions that look good on paper, practical and outworking, but if you find that your heart is at a point of grief with the decision you're about to make, you might want to step back and grant yourself the space and place to ask yourself, why? Am I dealing with a previously unknown or known non-negotiable that I am challenging or threatening to cross the point of no return? What does this mean for me now or later? For example, you might find that though in the past you might have been convinced by others that since you have such a firm grasp on biology, chemistry, and the like, you found yourself in medicine and you're good at it, yet your heart is clearly not committed to that job, that career, that decision. As much as your heart lights up when you're performing something diametrically opposite to that medical pursuit, whether teaching art, championing the local gardens in your community, or some other career field, there is absolutely nothing wrong with any of these noble pursuits. However, if one causes your heart more joy than the others, you might want to ask yourself why. As you ask yourself why, you might find that you are defining a non-negotiable for whatever season in your life you may currently be in. So, be encouraged as you meditate and chew on these thoughts, and as we continually work on our own personal non-negotiables. You may already have some non-negotiables that you have stuck with since you were a young child, or you may as yet still be trying to figure out the basics. You're not alone in your pursuit to live and walk with victory in mind. Keep at it. Next week, we will conclude the second part of this series that asks us this important question. Do you know your non-negotiables? Looking forward to connecting with you. Until then, that wraps it up for today's episode. I really appreciate the time that you've taken to spend with me today. Thank you for listening to Victory in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Rosheka Wamba. Be sure to take a minute to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode to get your own personal motivation, activation, encouragement, and inspiration as you live and walk with victory in mind. You can subscribe and find out so much more information at our website, www.tatasheka.com. That's www.tatasheke.com. And while you're there, if you love today's episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. I would really appreciate this, because as you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we can become discoverable to more listeners. We're looking for people to live out their full creative potential. Come, join the tribe. Remember, you have a hope. You have a future.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, Victory in Mind. You can find this and other episodes of the podcast on Spotify, Podbean, Apple, or a host of other platforms. Or you can listen anytime at victoryinmind.com. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, as your ratings and reviews really help make the show discoverable to other listeners so they too can receive the same motivation and encouragement towards living out their creative potential. So be encouraged. You have a future. You have a hope. Until next time, thanks for listening.